Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of Romans, New Testament book of Romans, written by the Apostle Paul, inspired by God. And we're reading out of Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. What then, Paul says, shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced, Paul says, that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. A few weeks ago, in our time together in the morning, we saw a very insecure Moses freaking out, going through an identity crisis, you remember, when God called him into service. But then God reminded him, when he sent him to the Israelite people who were in captivity in Egypt, he reminded him to tell them, I am sent you, and that I am, Moses, is all you need. Telling him in that, look, Moses, it's not about you, but it's all about me working through you. We saw then the next week in Psalm 46 that in the midst of the storms, difficulties, heartaches, disasters we face, feeling helpless to do anything in the chaos around us, God is always the safe place for us. Then Michael W. Smith shared one of his songs that in the midst of the skepticism and uncertainty that we might feel about our futures, or in the unrest and the tension and explosiveness in the world around us, with God, no matter what, all is well. Last week, we're reminded, as we remembered together 9/11, that in the brevity of life, we're not promised tomorrow in this life on earth. A minute ago, we read one of my favorite passages, a passage of assurance, of perseverance, and hope, assuring us of God's continual promise that he is there and nothing can or ever will be able to separate us from him and his love and his power and passion and plans for our lives with him. So with that promise and knowing God's got us and is always, always good for his promises, why in the world wouldn't we approach every day, no matter what, with the confidence and enthusiasm that we should? Maybe even, should I suggest, boldly, excited about all that's coming next with him? With that in mind, here's a two-word question I want you to think about using. It's the two words that I used in the first day, January 1, of the Impact for Living devotional that Tyndall House published a few years ago. And here they are, two words. What's next? It seems like an obvious question as we move into a new day, a new week, maybe even into a new adventure. The words themselves seem to carry a sense of expectancy in them, a sense of excitement, don't they? What's next? Seems like the right thing we should ask as we begin each new morning of our days. There's a loftiness, a fearlessness and resolve in them. What's next? A confidence, a boldness toward whatever may be coming next. Dare almost, calling us to move on, to fly beyond a week or month that's been difficult and beyond some of this past year's disappointments, past memories and worries which linger, and past the ever-present doubt in our lives, move on into a new day with its promise of new adventures and opportunities to make a difference. What's next? A question that, without realizing it, I have often turned away from asking myself in the past. especially in my younger years, feeling I wasn't really sure whether I wanted to face anything that was next. Some of you know the feeling. Don't ask the question. Don't move forward. Stay where you are. No risk. So no failure or defeat. But also, my friends, no possibility, no hope, and no victory. Or if we don't completely turn away from asking that question, what's next, we might ask the question quietly, under our breath, timidly, hoping no one else will hear. Maybe we won't even hear it. I wonder what's next. Look, I get it. There's way too much suspense and uncertainty wrapped in whatever answer comes tumbling over the wall or around the bend in the next few moments. There's a part of us that simply wants to retreat and stay where we are. Better to be safe than sorry, a childhood phrase from somewhere in the past assures us. What's next? We remember when we asked or acted on it before, and we still remember some of the results. The disappointment and heartache of past results is still raw, too painful, and too soon to chance another adventure into a world where failure seems to be the majority rule. But there are some good results also. And well, here we stand again, and we can stay here. No risk, maybe no pain, or maybe, just maybe, we need to step out, trusting in God's promises for our lives, and boldly ask, what's next? For you see, here's the truth, the reality, my friends. What's next is the only path from yesterday through whatever is going on today and into tomorrow. It's the only path from who we were yesterday through who we are becoming today and to who we are meant to be and are created to be tomorrow. As we move, march, or run into a brand new day, a new month, and the rest of this year, maybe we should pause and remember who we were meant to be. And the answer, very simply, and for all eternity, is this. We are meant to be a victorious child of God. A victorious child of God. The guy, the Apostle Paul, who was inspired to write that scripture we read a moment ago, is the same guy who persecuted believers until he had a God-orchestrated blinding light conversion experience on the Damascus Road. Thereafter, Paul was in prison regularly, lashed 5 times and beaten with rods 3 times by his fellow Jews, stoned, shipwrecked 3 times, constantly on the move and in danger from rivers, bandits, friends who betrayed him, whether in the cities, the country, or at sea, and was always hungry, thirsty, and without sleep. And yet, the Apostle Paul had the audacity to ask, what's next? Or as Paul put it, as he faced whatever was ahead, he said again this, no, despite all this, we are overwhelmingly victorious, another translation says, through Christ who loved us enough to die for us. For I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his love. Death can't, and all the things in life can't. The angels won't, and all the powers of hell itself cannot keep God's love away. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, or where we are, high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ when he died for us. Or in other words, bring it on. What's next? So here we go. What's next? Why not tap into Paul's words in that passage in Romans and to find the courage to stand in the sunshine of each new day and boldly ask as your feet hit the ground every morning, what's next? The assurance that as children of God, nothing can separate us from Christ. And not only does he have our back, but he also has our future all the way to and through eternity in his hands. What's next? Let me suggest that you and I ask it boldly every day of our lives. And then, knowing that the eternal victory with Christ is yours, no matter what happens, step out into life and let it all go. I suspect that the rest of your life and mine will be a thing of beauty when we do that, a thing of beauty in God's hands. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for your servant, the Apostle Paul, and inspiring him to write those encouraging, hopeful words, words of strength and power and boldness that remind us that we can always ask what's next, because you've got it and you've got us. Help us to remember that we are overwhelmingly victorious in our relationship with you now and forever. Help us to remember that as we move forward, not alone, never alone, but with you. You've got our back, you've got our today, and you've got our tomorrow. Into all that you created us to be and all that you want us to do with you and for you, for others. Thanks for loving us. Thank you for your Son. It's his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.